Once upon a time, there was a boy who loved his teddy bear. He took his teddy bear with him everywhere. If he went out shopping with his mum, he'd take his teddy bear with him, even though his mum might say, but be careful you don't lose him. The boy would say, no, I'll hold him tight, I'll keep him safe, I'll take him with me wherever I go. But now and then he would leave his teddy bear someplace or other, and his mum would have to come and find it and bring it back to the car, and off they'd go. However, on this particular occasion, the boy took his teddy bear to the supermarket. He took his teddy bear to the supermarket, and his mum was so busy that she didn't notice that the boy had dropped him just next to the grapes. The mum was so busy and all getting all the things she needed to get and getting them very quickly that when she was bagging everything up at the till, as she was putting the bags in the trolley, the boy was so distracted by things, so distracted that he didn't notice, and nor did she. And so it was that they left the supermarket quite without the teddy bear. And when they got back to the car, the boy still didn't notice. And when they got back home, the boy still didn't notice. And it was a long time afterwards when he suddenly said,
"Where's my teddy bear? Where's my teddy bear? Where's my teddy bear?"
And his mum said, "Oh, goodness, not this again. Well, when did you last see him?" The boy said, "I remember. In the supermarket, by the grapes." Mum said, "Oh, my word. Well, we can't go back to the supermarket today. We've too many other things to do here. We'll just have to go back tomorrow and find him." And the boy said, "But I want to go now. I want to go now. I want to get my teddy bear now." The mum simply said, "Listen, nobody's going to take your teddy bear. I'm sure he'll be quite all right without you." And so the boy went to bed without his teddy bear, and all night long he wondered how the teddy bear was doing. All night long he dreamed of how the teddy bear might be getting along. And how was the teddy bear? Well, it was quite a surprise when the boy went home without him. He wondered for a long time if the boy would come and fetch him. People came and went, hundreds, thousands of them, in and out of those doors of the supermarket, and the little teddy bear just sat next to the grapes and watched them all. Occasionally someone would come along and look at the teddy bear quizzically. Sometimes a little girl might come and pick up the teddy bear and say, "Mummy, can I take the teddy bear with me?" And the mummy would say, "No, no, it's probably someone else's. They'll come back for it sooner or later." And the teddy bear wondered if perhaps that would be true. Perhaps someone would come back for him later. Perhaps they wouldn't. Soon, the crowds had died down. Soon the shop was closing up for the night. The cleaners were cleaning the place, and the lights were being switched off one by one, until one of the cleaners spotted the teddy bear and said, "What are you doing out here? Come on, I'll take you back to the storeroom with me, so you'll be safe." And she took the little teddy bear back to the storeroom and she put him on a shelf just near the honey. And she went on with her cleaning, and soon she was gone and locked up, and the teddy bear was all alone. Well, the next day, the boy, as soon as he was awake, was saying, "I want to go and see the teddy bear. I want to go see the teddy bear. I want to get my teddy bear. Get my teddy bear. Can we go? Can we go?" And the mother was saying, "It's 6 in the morning. We can't go and get the teddy bear now. Let's just have breakfast first and get ourselves all ready, and then we'll go." And all for the next 2 hours, the boy was pestering his mum. Could they go? Could they go now? Was it time to go now? And the mother was saying, "No, not yet. Can we just have our breakfast? Can we just get dressed?" Until at last they were in the car and off to the supermarket. But when they got to the supermarket, the boy rushed straight to the grapes. But the teddy bear wasn't there. He looked around everywhere, wondering if the teddy bear had fallen off, was under the shelf. But no. "Where was he?" said the boy. Well, he was causing such a commotion that before long one of the shop assistants, she came over and she said, "Oh, is it your teddy bear?" And the boy said, "Yes, yes, have you got him?" "Well, yes," said the shop assistant, "we've certainly got him, but you should see what he's been getting up to."
"What?" said the boy,
and now he was really curious.
"What's he been getting up to?" said his mother. "What?"
And the shop assistant started smiling. And another shop assistant had heard what they were talking about and had come over and said, "Oh, is it your teddy bear?"
What a teddy bear!"
"What?" said the boy. "What did he do?"
Now there was a little crowd of people gathered around them, saying, "What's going on? What's this about a teddy bear?"
And soon one of the shop assistants had gone back to the storeroom and brought out the teddy bear. And what had he been doing all night long? Well, I should tell you, bears love honey. They love honey with a passion. They'll do anything they can to get honey. And that teddy bear, alone in the storeroom, why, he just couldn't resist. And he couldn't bear to be just a teddy bear anymore. He wanted to be a real bear. And what had he done? He'd unscrewed the lids of all the jars of honey. And he dipped his little paws in, and he'd eaten honey all night long until they'd found him in the morning, lying in a pool of honey, fast asleep, with honey all over his fur and his paws and especially his mouth. And when they brought him out, why, the little crowd of people that had gathered round, they all burst out laughing. They thought it was the funniest thing they'd ever seen. The boy was just glad to have his teddy bear back. And he took him to him and he pressed him tight and got honey all over his clothes. And his mum said, "Oh, don't do that." And the boy said, "But he's mine. I don't care if he's sticky." Well, the mum apologised to the shop assistants and they left the supermarket with the boy quite happy and the mum quite consternated about how sticky the boy had become.